Do you have your oven mitts on, Diva? Because, honey, this is scorching.
If you are referring to the goss, I wouldn't expect it to be anything but.
Ooh, we're talking Mistress of the Dark. We're talking Emmy Herstory. We're talking iconic Justice. Mm-hmm.
And we have a tip spot from Matthew Camp on the pod today, so get those bussies open.
How delightfully camp. lots of DMs, compliment camp. Question, and yeah. Letters.
And Alaska is reporting all the way from her UK tour with her sisters, Ro and Tox.
That's right. TGIF, it's time for some
hot goss.
Forever Dog.
Oh, are you okay? Are you Willem? Willem, we have a soya extra foam latte.
Ooh. Oh,
William.
It's Williamy.
Oh yeah. Welcome back.
Excuse me, I said no frat base.
Do you have sugar free pumpkin spice?
I need stevia squash garnish.
Welcome back for another
scalding
serving of
hot goss.
This is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs.
Now let's get into some hot goss. That is a gorgeous backdrop, but I don't see red.
Whoopee!
Jizz. I hate jizz hands.
Jizz.
Beads up jizz in the shower.
Oh my god.
Where are you? Where in the world?
I'm in Glasgow right now.
Oh, we love Glasgow.
A wonderful place. Absolutely.
I'm going to be there in a month, podcast, and then you're going to be in America. Mm. We're going to flip-flop.
I see Glasgow.
the girls are all drunkards.
we're doing the Rolaska Talks reunion tour. It has been... Has it? It's been...
You filmed 10 summers ago. It aired 9 years ago, though.
That's 10 years to me. I'm calling it 10 years.
I mean, the experience was 10 years ago. So, yeah, it's a decade.
It aired in 2013, didn't it?
I filmed 2011, aired 2012. You filmed 2012, aired 2013.
Yeah.
There's never been a classique season that's overlapped year-wise, ever. And that's podcasting.
Now I hear they're just doing two episodes in one day. I mean, they take a lunch break in between, like...
That's that UK shit, UK season 3.
I can't speak to that. I was merely making a joke. I don't know what the schedule is like.
Now you're a comedian and an author and a podcastress and an actress and a color forecaster. Honey, Pantone hired you because they see red too.
Honey,
your song is burning up the charts. I see red.
Burning up.
You've got my attention.
Top of the charts.
Honey.
Top of the charts.
Baby.
Off the charts.
Sweetie doll, let me tell you, this song, it's replaced Sitting Alone as my new favorite Alaska song. The video.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Stop that.
I'm doing a Craftanoon thing where I make boy radio Christmas ornaments when he goes into that kaleidoscope thing. I've already capped all the pictures. They're going to be all over my Le Bouton Christmas tree. I am so impressed by your video. I don't know if Nick directed a lot of it and choreoed it, but like the Marco
integral
outfits, the song itself, the coiffure. Honey.
Well, some of them are borrowed blessings.
Honey, the body girl came through. Gave 5,000's body.
Yeah, thank you.
I stan.
Thank you so much.
You know, Dorothy's first husband.
Thank you.
I stan. 38 years, Stanley. 10 years, Stanley, since season 5. It took a village and a lot of creative, amazing people to make it happen. And I'm very proud of the video. And, thank you as well. Because
the armbands,
really,
when you go like this, and then you see red again.
And need we mention Giselle Barbie Royale came in as our guest star.
You gagged me. I was like, I went straight to the group text.
Yeah.
I couldn't scroll down and ask. I had to.
We were working with her on Padge Pod, and I was like, I want to work with her, and I want to like center her. Like I want to be a backup dancer for her, because she's that iconic. And so I got to live my fantasy. You know I love being the girl on the side.
Honey.
You know, that's why AAA girls, that's why girl groups are so much fun, because you sometimes get to be the girl on the side. I really love being the side girl.
Honey, I love the boot scoot on the left. Don't put me on the right.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Ariana.
I'm a little lefty, because the right is the right downstage is the most important part of the stage, because that's where most people's eyes go first. So I like being on the left so I can pull focus and steal later. Yep. So you're in England right now, or Glasgow, United Kingdom?
I'm in Glasgow, yes.
Anyone you know you're working with?
You know what? I've heard tell that Morgan McMichaels is over here, and we might see her tonight because she's visiting her family. So she's like going to come to the show and hang out, which I'm so excited. That's keeping me going, bitch.
Alrighty.
I love Morgan McMichaels. And the only thing I love more than Morgan McMichaels on stage is Morgan McMichaels in a dressing room. So
champagne and cigarettes, ashing in the, can I use this as an ashtray? Honey, no, that's my wig. She doesn't care. She does not give a fuck.
Oh, love her. And I have to say, before we even move on, it is how much I love Detox and Roxy. Like, touring is really hard and really rough and can be really like lonely and alienating, and it's a lot of work. But I have to tell you, these divas, they're my sisters. I love them so much. They're so good, so hilarious, so good at drag. I respect them. I look up to them. I gag for them. I just love them so much.
Sounds like you're relying on that click still. Be careful. Remember
what Michelle
said.
Clicks can be dangerous. No. Call me on the telephone and leave the name, let it go, you capture me, I can't say, you call my name. That's Michelle Visage's song with Steps.
Oh, I was like, that's got to be some UK pop song, because I don't know it.
Yeah.
Obscure. I'm wondering about this tour life. Like, who do you have to scout vegan food with you? Are you smoking again because Detox is there?
Yeah.
Is it cold yet? What should I bring? I leave for England in a day.
We've been so blessed with the weather. It's not even like it's seriously been really nice.
Oh, how
like,
wonderful for you.
Today, right. So as soon as you come, I mean, it's going to be a storm and it's going to be winter and it's going to be cold. So just, honey, bring a sweater.
Did you hear about Elvira? Cassandra Peterson?
I did. This was exciting news to see.
Yeah.
Elvira, Cassandra Peterson, has come out. And she's talking all about her 19-year relationship. I've met her partner many times. They're so lovely as a couple, and Cassandra's amazing, and this is great. I'm really glad that, like, I'm glad that she's, like, she's sharing this part of herself with the world, and there's a book, right?
Yeah, it's called Yours Cruelly, Elvira. And
honey, yes.
She was worried,
that's,
I guess,
how
that,
you do it.
That's how you do it. She was worried that some of her fans weren't we're going to be let down that she wasn't the actual, like, you know, heteronormative sex bomb that she portrays as Elvira. But, like, nobody cares. Right. You know, the jokes are still funny and she's still vivacious and fresh and the moment. And we're glad she's happy. Yes. It's something we could hope from all of our entertainers who bring us joy that they have joy too. And
yes,
I don't know,
honey.
I don't know what her partner's name is, but it ain't joy, but it's bringing her joy.
Finding love in this world is amazing. And I'm glad that she has that in her life. And we fucking love Elvira so much. And this was really fierce to see.
She's always supported the dolls. She was a judge on my season. And then she came to Showgirls and Drag, the show that Detox and I did before my season even aired. And she was just so nice and complimentary. And she came back to the dressing room and was like cool with us. And just like a wonderful entertainer. And like, when you meet an icon like that, you just hope that they're going to be cool. And it's not going to be like one of those awkward, oh, okay, bye, after they like ignore you. She was wonderful. Right. And she's so nice. And like, you know, she's basically a drag queen, I feel like.
Oh, yes, I would say, and I think she would categorize herself as participating in the art form of drag, for sure.
Sure.
And she puts on a character. It's a character. She does what she does best. She puts on a character.
You're going to wear that big old black wig again? Okay, girl.
Honey, one wig, whole career. Works for Coco Peru, works for Elvira. Honey, take note. Why don't we go ahead and take a break? You know what I want? You know what I want, though?
That's what I want.
Before we go on break?
What?
I want to throw it to the rainbow spotlight.
Me too. That's what I want. And the name of the song is That's What I Want by Lil Nas X. The video is steaming. Check it out on YouTube and listen to the whole album Montero.
Yes.
Stream it. And we know he's not an independent music artist, but this shit is historic. He's probably going to chart at number 2 below Drake, which I'd love to be below Drake. And it's incredible that his music is so successful and charting and like, Old Town Road is like 15 times platinum, and he's queer and out, normalizing bottoming, being funny, being throwing shade back when needed. He's the icon, the moment, and I'm so excited that we get to make him our rainbow spotlight of the week.
Let's do this.
Need a boy who can cuddle with me all night. Give me one, let me long, be my sunlight. Tell me lies, we can argue, we can fight. Yeah, we did it before, but we'll do it tonight. Yeah, that fro black boy with the gold teeth. Your dark skin looking at me like you know me. I wonder if you got the G or the B. Let me find out and see you coming over to me, yeah. These days are way too lonely. I'm missing out, I know. These days are way too long. And I'm not forgiving, love away, but
eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or vegan and veggie.
Also, you're going to want to discover the 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
The Factor meals were so great. I love that they came in a recyclable container and with very little waste. And food, delicious. My taste buds had a party.
Exactly. Really good. Really easy to make. Loved it.
Not a lot of cleanup because Factor Meals eliminates the hassle of the prepping, the cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff, and you can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and then pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
Honey, my time is valuable, so you need to hit it. Do we remember that was Kylie Solique? Was it not?
Baby, that was. Baby. And her time is valuable.
I do sassy. I don't do bitchy. Don't do bitchy.
I was watching something with Kylie, and she was doing the Marco Marco, who's that girl thing, where like you identify the girl without the head on the runway for the YouTubes.
Who's that girl that you think you love? Oh, I was doing Robin. You were doing
Who's that girl? Yeah, okay, got it. The doll was mentioning how before Adore went on Drag Race, she went and dropped off a big bag of clothes for her and said, "Here, girl, here's some things for the show." So Adore was wearing Sonique on the show. Who knew that for some of the things?
That's amazing. I love Drag Race.
Honey.
I love the kingdom.
It all kindness comes back to you all the time. And the kingdom is celebrating right now. We are in relevatory mode, honey, because RuPaul and Drag Race have won more Emmys this week, honey. They're gonna have to dust that shelf. So much hardware.
Honey, congratulations are in order. So amazing. Snatching so many trophies. Looking lovely on the Emmys red carpet. We had RuPaul with Michelle Visage, with Got Meek, with Simone Ye, all looking just so stunning.
So
and
good.
This is a historic moment. RuPaul is now the most awarded person of color in Emmy's history. Is that correct?
Yep. Yes, it is.
Big moment, big deal, and fucking awesome. And we applaud. We applaud the phenomenon that is RuPaul's Drag Race. We applaud the fucking drive and visionary that is RuPaul. And fucking awesome. I love it.
I love this picture of Rue, Michelle, Simone, and Gottmik. They look like a reboot for the Munsters. Simone looks like Marilyn. Michelle and Rue are a combination of Lurch, Lily Munster, and Fred Munster. I mean, Rue's just as tall as Fred Gwynn. Gottmik's in this amazing Versace shoe that is very painful because my friends August and Ivy already bought them. And they're like, girl, don't buy them. You could borrow ours. Your feet will bleed.
I know a girl who wore them.
She didn't like it. Oh, my shoe's filling up with blood. I have to go. I would like to mention that
so cool.
Simone's hair was done by Miles Jeffrey. Amazing hairstylist.
Beautiful.
I love all. It's like they plan. They're like, what are you wearing? And we all know that Simone's that girl that doesn't tell the other girls what she's wearing. All the other top four told us. They said Simone keeps it under her hat. And clearly.
What are you wearing? I'm just going to wear something black. It's easy.
Let's just do LBDs. Something black too. LBDs. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, you girls
oh,
are?
Okay. Oh, Pepto Pink. Okay, no, honey.
I don't know what I'm wearing yet. I don't know. I haven't chosen.
An ink pen broke on my black in the car, so I had to change into this pink garment. Oopsie.
I'm Monica Lewinsky'd all over my gown, and I had to change.
I think everybody looks great. Drew's pants kind of look like Patrick Church scribbled on them. I really like them. Gottmik's got some leg out.
Cool.
Michelle looks great. I'm so
happy.
What
a time to be alive.
Honestly, like from 10 years ago when we were doing our little drags with the New Now Next Awards, now that they're getting Emmys, honey. Damn. Like, I'm so
glad. I wish I never got to do any New Now Next Awards. I never even got to do Drag You, darling. It was canceled by the time I got on, darling.
Baby, you didn't.
I went down to see
much.
Mr. Warhol. I tried to get an audience with Mr. Warhol. I sat there for 2 hours, couldn't get an audience with him.
Listen, Jackie Curtis,
I'll be happy
calm
to
down.
Take you over there to the Emmys committee. I'll cart you over myself. I'll take you over. We can go over your score sheets.
Oh, now you're Hollywood Lawn. Okay. there's so much award-winning Drag Race going on all over the globe that we can't possibly cover it all. So we have our good sheesters, Latrice and Manila, doing recaps and discussion over on The Chop. For the international Drag Race franchises, just like the Creamers, they got them, honey, all the flavors. Mm-hmm. But we have heard you loud and clear and that you'd like us to talk a little bit about the UK on this podcast, too. So we're definitely going to dedicate our tip spot on Hot Goss to the Drag Race UK chats.
Yes, big news. Mm-hmm. Girls, all right, for the tip spot, we're going to be talking about UK.
Tip, you know, spot, I misread tip it. Spot. You're our tip spot, tip spot.
I misread
your shit
it.
On
I
didn't, tip spot.
I didn't know it said Drag Race UK. I just thought it said Drag Race UK. I didn't know what that meant.
We thought it was awkward. then we realized yes, we did New Zealand.
We're going to be dedicating a whole segment to talk about Drag Race UK. Series 3 just began. And we want to answer your burning questions and queries about Season 3 of UK. So focus your questions about Season 3, about Drag Race UK. Send them over to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. Burning queries and questions. Excited to talk about it. I can't wait to see these dolls.
I got a burning query because I had a bacon, pineapple, and jalapeno pizza last night. Honey.
Oh my God.
Ooh, okay? Baby, the guts ain't right.
Well, I guess bottoming's out of the question.
The guts are gurgling. I already said all my pertinent goodbyes last night before the pizza.
I have to clear my appointments. Imelda, cancel my appointments. And one note about scheduling, we'll be about a week behind on our discourse due to the production schedule in talking about Season 3 of UK Drag Race. The show comes out Thursdays. Hot Goss comes out Fridays. So it'll be more of like an ongoing conversation about the happenings of the whole season rather than a moment-by-moment recap of each episode, which you can get over on
The Chop, 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 Chop.
I want to alert you, if you scroll down a little bit, alert, alert, because
oh.
We have a Drag Race intel alert. This is not a drill. Okay, internet sleuths have given us some intel on the Drag My Wedding episode and why it's not available on streaming.
So exciting. Yeah, so this is the note that we got. It says, hey, Big Dipper. Just listened to Race Chaser and y'all are wondering why the episode isn't available. So Jocelyn said on a DCLA panel that her bride actually didn't know he was doing the show and it was payback for cheating on his partner. Gag. So he threatened to sue, so they took the episode down. Not really sure why he didn't decline participating when he arrived. I know why, because his partner probably said, the pussy's gone. This is done. Oh, and we have video.
He wasn't as excited as the other one.
Yeah.
And what I learned was that he didn't know what his wife signed him up for.
Oh my God.
And he was a basketball player in Europe. Like, he would be there half of the year. And apparently he cheated on his wife and she found out that, that was his punishment.
Well, we finally got Jocelyn on the pod, looks like. That was easy.
I like gumbo. We love you, like Jocelyn. This is, wow, that runs deep. That's
baby,
really
this is
wild.
This is why you don't cheat. And I
now,
heard...
Now, I wish...
Sorry, go ahead. I heard she dug her keys right into the side of his car, took a Louisville slugger to his headlight, but that wasn't enough. She said, you're going to come and dress up and I'm going to trot you around and drag and embarrass you.
And she carved her name, her whole name, first, middle, and last, into his leather. They were brand new leather seats. She carved her name. I mean, it must have taken a long time. The detail work on the lettering and the carving of the name into the leather seats was really well done.
I heard he was talking to some girl who couldn't even shoot whiskey, drinking some Fruity Little cocktail.
She really can't. Yes, I heard she couldn't either. And he was trying to teach her how to play pool. And he.
Oh, yeah.
I walked
combo.
By him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tactical.
I walked by him in the bar. And honestly, he smelled like, you know, that the perfume you get in the bathroom from the bathroom attendant.
Yeah.
He was wearing so much of it. I mean, at least $2 worth.
Stupid. So
what
dumb.
Is this podcast?
Oh, Jesus.
We've just gotten a letter from the network and this podcast has been canceled. Are we done? What is
and
the,
just
are we
like
taking
that,
a break?
Canceled. Actually, we have some
news.
We're
not taking a break.
We have some news from Just Like That, actually. The Sex and the City family has lost one of its own. Willie Garson, who played Stanford Blatch on Sex and the City and Just Like That, passed away. And Michael Patrick King says his spirit and his dedication to his craft was present every day filming Just Like That. He was there giving us his all, even while he was sick. And Michael continues, his multitude of gifts as an actor and person will be missed by everyone. In this sad, dark moment, we are comforted by our memory of his joy and light. That's so sad.
Oh my gosh. So young. 57. Willie Garson. Who played Stanford Blatch on Sex and the City. Well, I mean, that's really, really sad. Wow, fuck. He will be missed, and how iconic. One of the first, you know, visible gay characters to appear on television and sort of in the mainstream.
And a gay character that was like, you know, not like straight-laced gay. And they didn't...
Well-rounded character.
They didn't neuter him and not allow him to have a relationship and just be the funny gay. They gave him a romantic storyline. He got married. He was...
Exactly.
And he wasn't a gay performer, but like, you know... He played one with a plum, honey.
Exactly. Well, why don't we go ahead and...
How do you say that?
A plum?
A plum, yeah. Eve a plum?
I think you said it right. Yeah. Why don't we go ahead and take a break and we'll be right back.
We got a little tip spot for the kids today.
Oh my gosh. Now, ladies, I told you, do not use dairy products on stage. I swear to God, someone did Catwoman. They did a Catwoman number, poured 2% milk all over themselves.
And that was Sunday, so it's curdled and it's cottage cheese now on the curtain.
Honey, I cannot get the stink out of the beauty barn. I swear to God, it's horrible. We have a tip spot.
Now,
tonight,
this is one of our old yellow shop boys. She was walking around in her Andrew Christians, and she said, damn. We caught her in our wigs when we were doing the production
That's
number.
That's right.
The boombox broke, so we went back out to the glamour show.
Honey, they,
she
honey,
was up
they
in
all
want to
do drag.
She was in
they
her
all
things,
want to do
and
drag.
And we said, we can give you a shot next week.
We want to welcome to the Tip Spot stage today the one and only, incomparable Matthew Kemp is here.
Oh, thank you so
bailiff,
much.
Bailiff, order in the court.
Thank you.
We're looking for a hot bailiff, and we got one.
Officer Bird. Officer Bird.
That was so fun. Officer Bird.
Isn't that what, from Judge Judy?
I don't know, but
oh, I don't
we're
know.
We're
Maybe.
Making inside Possibly. Jokes oh, okay. to our show, Iconic Justice, on Apple TV and Out TV.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
That's
wow,
right.
Wow. It looks
I've watched
so
two
fun.
Episodes. I love it.
Did you have a good time doing it?
It was so. I actually have to say that was the most professional set that I've been on.
And Willem was number one on the call sheet? Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. Willem was so professional. I was like,
she
not
is.
Shocked.
She actually.
Or surprised, but like happily, I don't know. I was just so impressed by like your genuine, like, I guess what the word is I'm talking, looking for is just
integrity.
Maturity. And integrity.
Maturity.
Yeah.
Maturity.
Professionalism.
That's complete. I completely agree with that. And so if your listeners out there, right. Iconic Justice is a show where Willem plays the judge and Matthew Kemp
Honey, I fucked a lawyer for 2 decades. I don't play
okay,
anything.
You are the judge. You yes, are the judge. And Matthew Camp is the bailiff. And you you help people with their cases.
I'm also a cow in episode 2, I think, right?
Yeah, we milk you. That's how yeah, that's how the milk got all over the stage.
That was
that's on the OnlyFans, milking time. Mm-hmm.
That's true. Andrew gave me an amazing shout out.
I gave you amazing what?
Shout out on my OnlyFans.
Oh yeah. Do we milk there too?
Yeah, that was definitely milking.
Oh, it's milking time. Now we make all kinds of dairy products. We take the enzymes out and then we put them in.
Yes.
How's your puppy? What is that you're stroking?
Oh my god, he's so cute. I just got him a week ago, so I, you know, don't let him out of my sight, but he's playing with the electrical outlet, just licking it.
Fun.
Just scoot him over here.
Licking holes he's not supposed to. He must get that from his daddy.
Oh my god.
I only lick good holes. No bad holes here.
The good
smell
hole.
It
wasn't
before you,
wasn't Ted Danson in that, the good hole?
Yeah, the good hole.
Yeah. How's the OnlyFans going?
OnlyFans is, you know, OnlyFans. There's been like a great reckoning in the world of pornography, and Visa's striking down with their hammer of Thor, trying to fucking fuck everyone's shit up, asking
so that's
for
Visa?
Extra.
That's what's happening.
So there's
it's
like
the
a,
banks or something.
Yeah, there's like a 225 thing form, which is like the regular porn form. It's like a 2255 or something like that. And that's just like a release saying that you're 18 and that you know that you're like having sex. And then there's a model release, which is like, I know I'm being videoed and I consent to that. And now they're asking for like a third document that's very specific, which is just overkill and not legally required. So, you know, it's just like, I feel like just like crazy Christian. Like this happened with Chase Bank too. Like they took away a bunch of people's accounts because they did pornography, you know?
Really?
Right.
Yeah. Banks have a history of not doing, I don't know. They just do shit based on, I don't know why they do it, but it seems like some Christian bullshit, you know?
Is this why Tumblr shut down too? Because like they were trying to expand and like,
I think that was because of the, I think that was because of the revenge porn law, which was like, you can't fuck anyone without them knowing it, you know?
Right.
I was so happy to see you continuing your relationship with Daddy Couture, who produced Iconic Justice, because I loved you on Slag Wars.
Oh my God, thank you.
Love
so much. That was
Slag
so
Wars.
Fun.
Yeah, it looked crazy.
So good.
It was so fun.
Is there any tidbits you can give us about working on that, possibly with, you know, noted season oneers like Nicki Monet?
I gotta say, Nicki Monet is so crazy. When I first met her, I was like, this bitch is out of control. Like, I don't know if I can, like, handle staying in the same house with her. But then by the end of filming, I was like, oh my God, I miss Nicki. Like, where the fuck is that bitch? Yeah. So she's one of those. She's one of those people that's like so overpowering. If it's just like you and her one on one, sometimes it can be like, oh my God, this is too much. I don't feel that way, but I could see how other people would. You know what I mean? Because she's a loud New York Italian. That's my kind of people. I love those.
We love
those.
I love
Peter
that.
Griffin types. You know what I mean? Just fun, silly people.
Yeah, I feel like the palace has all girls that like. They got Alicia Lee DeWishes. They got, Fantasia. They got Nicki Monet. All the girls at the palace are amazing. Miami has some good ass drag.
Oh my God. Fantasia is amazing. I saw her perform. Holy shit.
She just came out here and did Make Out Mondays with Raya. And like, honey, I told her, put a tarp down. There's going to be water.
Oh my God. Totally. Also, like, how can you just body roll like that with tits that big? Science doesn't make sense to me.
She
it's
wants
magic.
To go bigger too.
I know. Good for her. I mean, chase your dreams. That's how I feel.
Yeah, definitely. Do you think next year on Iconic Justice for next season, we could do a little bit different of a uniform? Because
Like less of it, right?
What is, What is your uniform?
Baby, we were in the valley and it was hot and he was wearing way too much.
It was too much. I think I need like a, it was a, like a Ghostbusters SWAT sort of like thing that had some like harnesses, which was cool.
Keep the harness, lose everything else.
Was it shorts at least or cutoffs or
pants?
It should have been like hot UPS guy, Legally Blonde.
Someone's getting fired. How are you going to put Matthew Camp in full long pants?
In clothes. I know.
Let's get soaking wet. Okay. Like cut out peekaboo cutouts, jock and a thong is also a really great silhouette.
Baby, I want to see that freckle on the side of his shaft.
Oh, I like a jock thong. Yeah.
Put a stone on.
I'll just do sheer everything next time in tight.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There we go.
Yeah.
Sheer to waist.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming over to our little tip spot, Matthew. We'll have one of the girls sweep up your money. We can't have you bend down with your hole out like that. We told you no jock strap. So get backstage, please.
This is a tights establishment.
All right.
We need you to sign the 22-58-97. Get in the back.
We love you too, and we'll be watching Iconic Justice on Apple TV.
It's so much fun. I think everyone's gonna love it. It's a real hoot. It's super campy and ridiculous and fun and just what everyone needs.
Okay, now wink at us. No, other end. And there you go. Ooh. Bye. Cave is dark. Thank God I have this taser with my flashlight on it. Ooh, there's poppers on the
I
other
also
end
see
too.
A lot of I also see a lot of sports memorabilia in this cave. Is this a man?
Ooh, that wasn't me. Who's somebody's farting in this cave?
Oh my gosh. This of course is the time where we go
spelunking.
Deep inside the DM.
Oh my God, why does it smell like bleach in here now?
Oh my gosh. This, honey, I can smell it in the air tonight.
Honey, I think I had... Oh, they were quintuplets.
This is something that happens sometimes, but very rarely on
sometimes
a podcast.
When we pod.
We've gotten an email message that is no text, just an image.
Oh, and there's text. A single character.
It is from Kayo, and it is an image of their behind in aqua green Speedos or underwear, briefs.
Girl, get the Vaseline.
With a white letter on the behind that says C. So we are off to a good start getting classique spelled out by our listeners.
This
is the first.
C. The legs are...
It's the only.
Mm-hmm. No, it could be the C at the end of classique, too.
There isn't one.
I spell
it's
it with
a
Q-U-E.
Exactly. But you see the Q. You see the Q, so that's why.
The important thing to note here is that we asked our listeners to do this for us, and this is the only ass letter that we've gotten. So, race chasers out there, we need you. We need you. We're asking you. We're calling you. So we have the C, okay? So what we need is an LASSIQUE. Doom, 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 doom.
Oh, what's the tones?
So we're off to a good start. Thank you, Kayo, for getting us off to a good start.
See,
I think
for
we can do this.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'd like to talk about Kayo's picture. There's some beautiful plant life, some botanical
verdant.
It's green. Lush. It's lush. It's Jiggly doesn't
That's
know
just
what
his
it,
ass.
What plant no. what botany is. The hairy legs, lovely toned calves, 2 feet. There's two. a plush carpet. No shoes in the house, please.
Yes.
No shoes.
It looks like a nice house.
Well, it's a white carpet, and he'd like to keep it that way, please.
And it doesn't have to be difficult. It's not embroidered upon the Speedos. It's literally, Kayo cut this out of white paper and taped it to his behind, snapped a picture. It's really easy. I'll do one. Fine. What letter do you want me to do?
I'll do one. I'll do the S's because my ass is big enough to fit two of them at the same time.
Okay. Great. And I'll do A for Alaska.
I'll do it after my, well, I can do it today. I was going to say after I've been fucked all night, because then it'll look like S-O-S.
Oh, my girl, Yubika.
Honey.
S-O-S.
Yes.
Why don't we read our next letter?
Okay, this one comes from a listener named Vicky. Hi, Dolls and Dip. I was listening to you gals pod about the season 6, episode 9 episode, Queens of Talk, and I feel I should let you know, Michelle Visage's comments about Courtney on the runway are completely cut on Paramount Plus. I was listening and watching along and heard Chaz say his part about loving Courtney. Paula says Courtney is like a girlfriend gabbing with her, and then nothing from Rue or Michelle. The episode is cut so that after Paula speaks, they go straight to Trinity K. Bonet's critiques. I really wanted to see Michelle's comments, especially after all y'all talked about her being foolish, but Paramount Plus will not let me. Just another reason to stop using it. Love you all. Keep up the good pod. XOXO, Vicky.
Thank you, Vicky. Oh my gosh.
This isn't Paramount Plus. This is Michelle trying to, you know, or Michelle or whoever covering up comments that they didn't want out anymore in the current climate, which I get. Michelle did say she didn't shame Courtney and that it was like, you know, girl, it was just judging and stuff. But like, by definition, it technically was body shaming, even though that was her job to do it. So if she doesn't want that up now and had it edited out, we understand that. We've all done stuff on recorded mediums that we wish wasn't there. Mostly me.
Yeah, and I mean, if it was Michelle who said, you know, I'd rather not have that section out there, then, like, good for her. It is her job to sit on that panel and to be the voice of, okay, here's what's fucked up. Here's where you could have done better. And that's a hard job. And she isn't, you know, anyone who's on that judging panel isn't always going to get it right 100% of the time. So I think good for them for, you know, taking that down. Even though, I mean, we sat on this podcast and said the exact same, like we seconded and thirded her remarks.
But Courtney's our sister and somebody's got to keep her humble.
That's why you were put on this earth, I guess.
Honey. They said, let's make a beautiful, perfect drag queen. And then let's send down someone who's like 70% of all of those things, but 200% more vicious. And we'll call her Willow.
Our next message comes from DJ. Hello, sexy whores. Long-time listener, third-time writer, with no luck thus far. Oh. Dipper.
Today's your Dipper. Lucky day. What are you talking about? I can't help if the messages are bad.
Oh, wow. I have a two-parter question.
Unpreferable is the term, not bad.
Willem has said a few times, smell before you suck, and other idioms with similar sentiment. What do these mean? I imagine they mean, like, say no if the person smells or tastes weird. But my second-parter question is, how do you say no in the moment? As a very small individual who prefers the larger man and has seen way too many iterations of SVU/CSI, I have trouble ever saying no in the moment out of fear of retaliation or violence. Men's egos are fragile, so if the trade shows up and I'm not into it at all, I've always been too afraid to say never mind and end up gritting my teeth through the experience. What? How would you three go about letting someone know they failed the smell, look, taste test without fearing their reaction? Thank you in advance for the years of content. Y'all have no idea how much you all mean to me and countless others like myself. Much love to you all. Go ahead, Willem.
Smell it before you suck. It means smell the dick before you put it in your mouth, because if you can smell something you don't like, you're definitely going to taste something you don't like. Also, mm-hmm. If you're doing an ATM moment, you want to smell it before you suck it in that moment too, because I mean, You don't want to eat an apple straight from the orchard all the time.
Well, sometimes you do have to run to the ATM if you need to get cash to pay the client.
I mean ass to mouth.
Oh, ATM.
Baby, everybody's got Venmo now. Calm down.
ATM Enterprises.
I'm not running anywhere. I definitely have said no in these instances where something's gone awry or someone hasn't looked like a picture or something. I would hope that if you can always fake it. You can always just say, "Oh, I feel ill. The smell from your crotch made me vomit." You could gag on his dick until you throw up, and then he would want to leave. But in all honesty, if someone doesn't want to leave, you should have a taser nearby.
Yes.
You always have a taser. That's what Gia does. That's what I do.
Sorry, I'm putting on an eyelash while we do this because I have to go do drag.
I can talk about this all day, though. I mean,
this kind of makes me like a little sad, but like disheartened, DJ, because it is your absolute right in any situation to say no to anything that you are uncomfortable with. And I've heard this somewhere and I can't remember where, but it's important. It might be Oprah, but it's important to have a strong no voice. And sometimes you have to practice this and you have to learn it. And saying no doesn't mean you're like a bitch or you know, a jerk or whatever. If something isn't right for you, you have the right to say no. And you can say no respectfully, but you should say no strongly. And you should never feel pressured or anything like that. So work on the no voice and absolutely know that, and if you need to work your way up to that, you could, like Willem said, make up an excuse, but you should absolutely, work on having a strong no and for anything in this world, but especially stuff like this, and get a taser. I love that advice, Willem.
I said no, not looking to bottom. You definitely should, also lie if you need to. In that instance, I like to set an alarm before a hookup gets there so I can act like my phone's going off within like 2 minutes of them being there, just in case I'm like not into it. And I'll be like, "Oh shit, I have an emergency. I got to go do this." And sometimes people have been like, "Really?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sorry. I'm on the phone with them now." People have not believed me, but they have left. You know,
yeah.
Like muttering, "This is bullshit." But I'm like, what's bullshit is you being 5'5 and trying to ride this ride, baby. You said you were 6 foot. Like, it says, don't talk to me if you're shorter than me. And don't talk to me if you're bottoming in my thing. Like, so what's tea?
Christine?
See me with these hands. This next message comes from Joe. It says, "Hi, William Belly, Hawaii Lightning Struck, and Little Dip."
Hello. Hey, Joe. Sorry.
You want to give it a go? Big fan of the show. You want to give it a go? Listening to you guys in the morning calms me down before dealing with trifling-ass coworkers. So thank you for that. Thanks, Joe. Anyway, my question for you both. I moved to Chicago from Tennessee 3 years ago, and at 31, I'm living my fullest gay life. Since I moved to the big city, I've noticed my mental state and overall way of life has completely changed from those back in my hometown. I no longer have anything in common with my best Judy, who is now on her third child and volunteers at a Baptist church. Maybe it's in my head because no one has said anything directly, but I feel like I am being judged for growing apart from the culture of people I grew up with and living my most authentic life. Close friends back there are somewhat supportive, but I get a sense that they think their suburban lifestyle is right while mine is not being taken seriously. While I am comfortable with my change, I struggle with breaking off people in my past that I once considered close friends. I ask myself, how can we go from being so close to me actually feeling resentment towards them? Is removing old friends with nothing in common one of the steps I need to live my happiest homosexual life? Or should I try and keep the friendship as we grow and change? Asking you guys in that, I envy your ability to be so authentic and true from such young ages. You guys truly didn't give a fuck, which results in you being successful at doing what you love. Huh. With love, Joe. Here's a couple of dick pics to lighten things up. Ooh, hey, Joe. I do want to give it a go. Damn.
No.
You want to do Maya? You do Maya. I got pink.
Willem, we talked about this. I'm being pink because pink is close to red. Oh, my God. We talked about this in the van.
Fine, but I have Maya and Christina. Ugh.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to pour water in your seat in that 3-seat passenger Sprinter van.
This is okay.
I mean, he is right. No. We both kind of just did what we wanted from an early age.
Yes, but it wasn't easy, and it wasn't always easy. And you know what? You are going to be judged for living your life and going out there and doing it. But if you're following your path and it's your destiny, it's your life. That being said, don't burn a bridge that doesn't have to be burned.
No,
don't,
because
you know,
those are the people when you go home for Christmas that will still have drugs. So you don't want to alienate those friends. You don't want to travel across straight lines with product. So I say keep those friends, but honestly, like, it's going to get, you're going to have less in common. You're literally out of sight, out of mind a bit. They're going to be living their lives. You're going to be living yours. And their judgment does not affect you that much, probably, in your day to day. Maybe when you go home, they might make a comment, but like, approval is neither required or
desired nor required.
Thank you, girl. See, and that's what you need. Friends who will support you in your day-to-day life of spewing drag and doing whatever you do in Chicago. Probably at Steamworks. If I know a dick like that, baby.
Oh, fuck.
Wait, what?
I'm sorry. I'm doing my eyes. I'm doing liquid liner. Could you stop shaking the table, please? will you tell me what's going on in the dick pic?
Yeah, the dick pics are a gentleman with a tan line. It looks like he wore a square-cut swimsuit. The dick is long enough to hang a towel that he might have dried his lush body off of after being in that swimsuit. The pectoral muscles are like kind of like slab-like, like Michael Phelps, where it's just like a good slab with some definition in the middle. The butt is bigger than Courtney, smaller than mine. The dick is bigger than Courtney, smaller than yours. And, the nipples, there's two. And I'm generally pleased. It looks like he has a cup of water by the bed, which is important for hydration, or maybe washing the head of his penis off to not get a UTI after the encounter.
And always remember, Joe, new friend silver, old friends gold.
I hate you.
Glitter like diamonds, truth be told.
I hate you so much.
What? I love RuPaul music.
Me, I love some of it too. Not that song.
You know what?
What?
You know
girl,
what?
Tell me.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to Hot Gun.
Did y'all hear that? That cave farter is back. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. They're following us. I told you not to leave that bread trail crumb of glitter, honey.
Well, honey, I like bread and I like glitter. So what do you want from me?
I've been bread. There's cum in my colon. thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Our tip spot, Matthew Camp from Iconic Justice. Mm-hmm. We thank him also. And we thank you in advance for sending us your questions via email to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. Now, these questions should be about
Drag
these
Race questions UK
should
season
about
3.
That part. Or ginormous dicks or titties.
Or letters on your underwear butts.
Or letters. Those are the only three things we're accepting at this time.
Underwear bottoms. And as always, you can check us out over on patreon.com/Willem, where we have exciting Race Chaser bonus content. Use the hashtag Race Chaser. Leave the coins on the dresser. We just did a Lala Ree inspired 3-minute bag look challenge. Mm-hmm. And that is live up there right now. Patreon.com/Willem.
So not upsetting at all. It's great. It's a great challenge. Lala Ree's iconic. And we will continue to make some of our Patreon content from 2019 and 2020 for free on YouTube. So if you hit the little bell icon on Alaska's channel and my channel, it'll notify you when our videos go up. Or actually, it'll notify you when Alaska's videos go up. My notifications don't work anymore because I'm shadow banned. But
work. Yeah. Exactly. That's horrible. You can follow us on Instagram @Willem, @TheOnlyAlaska5000, @RaceChaserPod, and @MomPodcasts.
Yeah. And if you go to RaceChaserPod on Instagram, you'll see that we have lots of resources in our link tree and places to donate in support of Black Lives Matter and AAPIP.org to help combat increased anti-Asian violence.
That's right. Get the vax, wear a mask, wash your hands, stay safe and healthy out there.
And we will be back next week with more piping,
piping, steaming,
scalding.
We got a lot of hot goss, Judge. We got a lot of hot goss this week, Judge.
That's hot goss.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This goss is hot.